I am an American, but I can't say that I'm a proud American, especially as a native, you know, the first people that were here before America was actually America is very complicated. My name is Dwight George. I am a member of the Fallon Paiute Shoshone tribe, and I am an indigenous American. If you search through history and actually learn things, Native people in particular have had a lot of horrible things done to them. As a Native American, I kind of give in to that structural system, that thing that wanted us either assimilated or assassinated. It's hard for me to come to terms with. It's hard for me to say that I'm a proud American, because if I truly was a proud American, I would be standing against what my people were for at the beginning, which is taking care of the land, taking care of the people here, the big sense of community, and just trying to live a good life. Where I got my sense of community and where I got my sense of respect for everybody, no matter what they do or how they provide for their family, it was from my grandmother. My grandmother, she was a very strong woman. She kind of worked most of her life as a cashier on the graveyard shift of a casino that we had in Winnemucca. So she definitely knew how to handle people. She definitely knew how to put people in their place, but she always respected everybody. She always made sure that we knew that they were someone that deserved to be respected, because it's an inherent thing. Me and my brother kind of stuck to ourselves. We watched a lot of movies, we read a lot, and we wrote and traded like stories with ourselves and edited like little kind of movies from like pictures we had and things like that, just to kind of entertain ourselves. We found out later on that it's actually a pretty big aspect of a lot of indigenous families, is to watch these specific kind of movies or specific kind of TV shows, because it includes you and it makes you feel like you're a part of something.
Virginia, walk sign is on the cross.
Right now, I'm standing in front of the Baruca Theater in downtown Reno. I'm a part of a theater collective called the Rough Talk Sweethearts. Our big basis is Native ideas and Native identity and how we kind of resolve around that. My brother's name is Everett George. He's a playwright, a Yale award-winning playwright. Our first play that we did was this play called Res Dogs Start Wailing. My brother wrote it, and then we kind of all collaborated on getting the placement and everything like that. We had no experience, so my brother submitted it, and he asked me and a member of our crew, Hannah Arthur, to star in it along with him, because with Native actors, there's not a lot of us. There's not a lot of representation at all. There's not really any kind of people that you can really turn to be like, you know, like, hey, I want to cast Natives. So we took big inspiration from that, and it made us want to be a part of that really bad. It made us really want to contribute to that, and to actually be able to tell people, look, we're real people, we're actually out here, we're actually doing things. We're not perfect, but we are trying to do good with a lot stacked up against us. There's no doubt that I am American, and I'm proud of my people, I'm proud of the land, and I'm proud of everybody that's working to make it better. But I can't say that I'm proud of what it's taken to get here, what it continues to do to my people or other places. So it's definitely hard, and it's definitely complicated to kind of face, but it's something that I think we're all working towards to be able to say that we are proud of.